Can we please introduce our guest and just welcome into the studio?
The hero of all time, the man who got Kathy Gallagher off a couch onto a road.
Yep.
Amazing.
Got me off my butt, let me tell you.
Amazing.
And it has been absolutely, exercise has changed my life. I am far more productive at work. My thoughts are more articulate. I'm calmer. I'm dealing with stress in a different way. It has been life changing. Mm. Welcome to Samson Tevis. How are you?
I'm fine, and you? Thank you.
So, Samson, you actually, you run with practically every Jewish woman.
Yep.
You know, south of Sandton City and north of Balfour Park.
It's everywhere.
Okay, so, just tell us a little bit about how does one go about from no exercise. And I'm not talking about me, I'm talking just generally.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
How does one go from no exercise to just getting exercise?
So, I always say, you have, to, as a person, you have to make a decision fast. So, for me as a coach, as a teacher, you know, if you make a decision, it becomes easier for me. For me, I'm there to guide you, to motivate you, and to do what I'm supposed to do. So you need to motivate yourself and make the first step.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the most important thing.
It's so interesting. Something that I learned about running is that it's not about the distance. Distance used to scare the hell out of me. It's about how long you run for. And the speed at which you run. It's got nothing to do with the end point.
No.
That was a paradigm shift for me.
But it is interesting how distance becomes a real thing for runners.
Don't let it be.
Oh, I'd like to hear what Samson thinks about that, because I certainly did let it be, and you want to do 5, then you want to do 10, then it just seems to be natural to want to do more and more, doesn't it?
Yeah, even, you know, today in the morning, you know, she did 5, then when I met her, she told me, you know, I want to do 6. So it's...
So we did,
but it's not about the distance, right? I mean, yeah, exactly.
So, but, you know, what I'll say, it's, you know, running, exercise, it's something which is addictive. So... The more you start, the more your body accept accept the condition, then you find that, you know, you want to push more. So it's something which is unconditional.
Yeah, no, I can absolutely understand it. Yeah. The other thing, Samson, that's the only sport that I've ever understood this word endorphins about making you feel good. I don't think there's, if you spin on a, if you ride a bicycle, if you spin in a gym, it's not the same. You don't feel that sense of... peace, is that maybe the word I'm looking for?
You see, what do you feel when you run? If you really wonder what I feel when I run, that I'm actually being chased by something.
Oh, really?
Yes, I feel like I'm being chased by something, and that kind of like kicks in the endorphins. Like there's a lion chasing me.
Really?
Yes.
Gosh, that's interesting.
And Samson, you encourage it, right?
Yes, yes. One thing about running is every exercise is very important, and... But it's different from running, because running, you need to put your mind right. Every muscle of your body works, so it's not like going to the gym where you work on your bicep. But running is from your feet to your head, so everything has to be involved in running. So,
Samson, how many people are you training for the DL Link marathon?
For now, it's 20.
20?
20 people, yeah.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
That is a lot. Samson, I've got a... sorry, Kathy, you finished with your line?
No, I was going to ask him something else, but go.
Samson, I've got a... I'm really interested for myself.
Yes.
Many of us were relatively fit in November, December.
Yeah.
And then came the holidays and Christmas and New Year and lots of food and lots of cake and no exercise whatsoever.
Yes.
And back at the gym, the heart rate is spiking to enormous heights with no... effort at all. How does one get back into it? Any advice as to how one starts off in January to get to that good place?
Yeah, so one, the first step is you as a person.
Yes.
You have to make the first step.
That we've done. Yeah. We're in the gym. Now, what's the rule? How do you get fit again?
To get fit is, you have to start again and, set a goal. Like, you can have, you know, like, everyone have had so many people, they set their goal, they have their New Year resolution. So you have, Set your goal and exercise goals as your New Year resolution. Then set your time, wake up in the morning, go for a walk.
Yeah.
If you are slow, then you build up slowly, run 1K, you know, 500 meters, and then walk. So you have to build up from somewhere. But the first step is you as a person, you have to do that. And, yeah, you need to look for people to motivate you. I know it's very hard, you know, to do alone sometimes. It's, yep. So you need to have a motivative team, which is very important. So you have Kate there.
Do you, when you are training your clients, do you recommend that they have heart rate monitors?
Yes. That's very important. Also, it helps you as a person to know your high blood pressure, to know how your heart beats. So it's very, very important.
So that's where I'm going with this, is that my first day back at the gym, my heart rate was just off the charts, completely off the charts.
Yes.
Does one need, when one's getting fit again, does one need to do it in accordance with the heart? Do you need to listen to your heart, what your heart's doing, and not push it past, say, 80% or 75% for the first couple of weeks?
Yes. You have to listen to your heart. You have to listen to your body first. And every day you go out, every day you go for training, it won't be the same like what you did yesterday. So if I train today, it won't be, if I'm going tomorrow, then it won't be the same. So every day you go for training, you get something from it every day. So, and that's how you build.
So just push it slowly, slowly.
But also not just
slowly.
And
really slowly for injuries.
You have
to.
Injuries
also.
Not just slowly. You have also to push yourself. And also sometimes you have to, assume what your body tells you, because your body sometimes, it's just there to restrict you. And also your mind. So sometimes also you have to go beyond your comfort zone.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Because the impulse is just to go as fast as you can for as long as you can. And it's not the way to do it. I did. I think you're a complete hero, Samson. I can't believe
what you're able to achieve.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Samson Tevis, we've got to get you back. Because we're out of time. We need to speak to this incredible doctor now.
Yes.
But you're welcome to stay, Sam.